This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says it was not involved in Sunday's power outage incident at an Iranian nuclear site and is declining comment on Tehran's accusing Israel of sabotaging the Natanz facility. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it has nothing to add on speculation about the causes or the impacts. Iran is now vowing revenge for what it describes as an act of nuclear terrorism that caused an electricity outage in one of the production halls at a uranium enrichment plant. Israel fiercely opposes Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers, an accord that Iran and the new administration of President Joe Biden are engaged in trying to revive after then-U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago. Iran and the global powers engaged in what were described as constructive talks last week to salvage the deal. Talks are expected to resume on Wednesday in Vienna, and Psaki says she expects them to be difficult and long. The press secretary also says the White House is concerned about Russia's increasing aggression on the Ukraine border and that it will be the subject of talks between senior U.S. and NATO officials this week. Psaki says the United States has been watching it over the course of the weekend, the increasing aggression of Russian forces on the border. She says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are in Brussels this week, where this will be a topic of discussion. Psaki also says the Biden administration has struck an agreement with a trio of Central American nations to temporarily surge troops to their borders in an effort to reduce the tide of immigration to the U.S. border. According to the White House, Mexico will maintain a deployment of about 10,000 troops, while Guatemala has surged 1,500 police and military personnel to its southern border, and Honduras has deployed 7,000 police and military to its border. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is calling for peace and calm in the wake of another deadly police shooting in the state of Minnesota. The police chief, where a black man was fatally shot during a traffic stop, says he believes the officer who fired intended to use a taser, not a handgun. Police Chief Tim Gannon describes the shooting as an accidental discharge. The man, identified by relatives as 20-year-old Dante Wright, died Sunday in Brooklyn Center, a Minneapolis suburb of about 30,000 people. His death sparked violent protests with officers in riot gear clashing with demonstrators. The Minneapolis area is already on edge because of the trial of the first of four police officers charged in George Floyd's death, a fatal arrest that sparked worldwide protests last May. Ireland is the latest European country to restrict the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, recommending it only be given to those over 60 and presenting a new challenge to its vaccine rollout. A European Medicines Agency investigation of blood clots in the brain reported by some people given the AstraZeneca vaccine has prompted an increasing number of European countries to change their recommendations on who should be given the shot. The EMA changed its guidance on the vaccine, as it found possible links with very rare cases of unusual blood clots with low blood platelet counts, although it said the vaccine's advantages still outweighed risks. The World Health Organization said Monday the world has now seen 7 consecutive weeks of rising COVID-19 infections. The WHO says there has been 4 consecutive weeks of increasing numbers of deaths after starting the year with 6 weeks of declining numbers. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the fourth highest number of cases in a single week since the pandemic began occurred last week. This after the world has delivered more than 780 million doses of vaccine. The WHO chief blames confusion, complacency, and inconsistency in public health measures and their application for driving up infections and costing lives. Ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi faced a fresh charge when she appeared by video link before a judge on Monday. Lawyers say the former state counselor was accused of breaching a law intended to control the spread of coronavirus. It's the second time such a charge was brought against her. She is already facing charges of illegal possession of walkie-talkies and corruption. A court has also accused her of breaking the country's Official Secrets Act. Her supporters say the prosecutions are politically motivated, a tactic to try to legitimize the military's coup on February 1st. The generals overthrew Suu Kyi's government less than 3 months after she won a landslide victory in a general election. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.